"It's the young man," I thought, feeling a pain in my heart. When I arrived at the shelter, I found the right man. He looked so cold and hungry that I felt sorry for him. Trembling violently, he swallowed the brandy and ate the food like a hunted animal, looking around him all the time for danger.
"You're sure you didn't tell anyone? Or bring anyone?"
"No, sir. I'm glad you're enjoying the food, sir."
"Thank you, my boy. You've been good to a poor man."
"But I'm afraid there won't be any left for him."
"Him? Who's that?"
My friend stopped in the middle of eating.
"The young man who travels with you."
"Oh, him," he replied, smiling. "He doesn't want any food."
"I thought he looked rather hungry," I answered. He stared at me in great surprise.
"Looked? When?"
"Just now. Over there. I found him half asleep, and I thought it was you. He was dressed like you, and..."
I was anxious to express this politely.
"He had the same reason for wanting to borrow a file."
"Then I did hear them fire the gun last night. You know, boy, when you're on the marsh alone at night, you imagine all kinds of things. Voices calling, guns firing, soldiers marching. But show me where this man went. I'll find him. And I'll finish with him. I'll smash his face. Give me the file first."
I was afraid of him, now that he was angry again. "I'm sorry. I must go home now," I said. He did not seem to hear, so I left him bending over his leg and filing away at his iron chain like a madman. Halfway home, I stopped in the mist to listen, and I could still hear the sound of the file.